Today's show host, Savannah Guthrie, is offering a $1 million reward for any information that leads to the return of her mother, Nancy. Nancy Guthrie was reported missing more than 3 weeks ago. NPR's Alana Weiss has the latest.
In a video posted to Instagram, Savannah Guthrie made an emotional plea for hope in locating her mother.
It is day 24 since our mom was taken in the dark of night from her bed. And every hour and minute and second and every long night has been agony since then.
Nancy Guthrie has not been seen since she was dropped off at her home near Tucson, Arizona on January 31st. Surveillance footage released by the FBI shows an armed man approach Guthrie's doorbell camera in the early morning hours of February 1st. Savannah Guthrie said she and her family still believe in miracles and that Nancy can be found alive. But she also acknowledged that it might already be too late.
As my sister says, we are blowing on the embers of hope. We also know that she may be lost. She may already be gone. She may have already gone home to the Lord that she loves.
In addition to the family reward of $1 million, the FBI has offered a reward of $100,000 for information. In her Instagram video, Savannah Guthrie extended her sympathy to families of other missing persons.
We also know that we are not alone in our loss. We know there are millions of families that have suffered with this kind of uncertainty.
She said she and her family would be donating $500,000 to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and that she hopes other families will find the same sort of support she and her siblings have received. Savannah Guthrie said her family would be at peace whether her mother was still alive or not, but they needed to know where she was.
Tell what you know and help us bring our beloved mom home, so that we can either celebrate a glorious, miraculous homecoming or celebrate the beautiful, brave, and courageous and noble life that she has lived. Please be the light.
She asked the public to keep her family in their prayers. Alana Wise, NPR News.